You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Does your family enjoy reading good literature-style fiction? Do you wish there were enjoyable fiction that reinforces what your children learn in God's Word and Luther's Small Catechism? There's a new series from Gloria Publishing that does just that. We're going to meet the authors and the illustrator in just a moment. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University St. Paul. You can learn more about Concordia University St. Paul by visiting csp.edu. Joining us today, Katie Sherman. She is the author of the Creed series, The Big Father and His Little Boy, Book 1, and The Beloved Son and His Brother, Book 2. Katie, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
I love every moment I get with both of you. Thank you for having me.
Also joining us today, Christine Elliott Rivers. She is the author of Above All Things, The Tale of the King, the first book in the Commandment series. Christine, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And Jesse Cordes, illustrator of the Creed and the Commandment series from Gloria. Jesse, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me.
I want to learn a little bit about each of you. I know we've talked with Katie before, but I don't think it's been a while since we've talked with Katie and Christine and Jesse. I would love to learn your stories as well. We'll start with you, Christine. Tell us a little bit of some of the highlights of your career in writing.
I'm a teacher. I teach at Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas, and I teach writing. I've taught writing for about 25 years now, and this is my first experience writing fiction. Everything else I've done has been nonfiction.
And Katie, tell us a little bit about some highlights of your career in writing.
Well, I am thankful for the opportunity to write books. Each book comes in its own time and from its own place and its own season. And the first season was a season of nonfiction. He Remembers the Baron was the first opportunity I had to write a book. And it is about the topic of not being given the gift of children. And then from that book came opportunities to write other nonfiction books, Pew Sisters, and then also He Restores My Soul. And then I have been really enjoying writing fiction. The Anthems of Zion trilogy through CPH was my first fiction endeavor. And then most recently with Gloria Publishing, we have been endeavoring to create classic literary style fiction inspired by Luther's Small Catechism. And so book one and book two of that, I've been able to write. I'm working on book three, if you would like to pray for me. And then also a standalone novel with Gloria Publishing called The Saints of Whistle Grove, which Sarah, you and I have had the joy of discussing together on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge. So thank you for asking about my books.
Yeah, it's been fun following your journey through all of this. And Jesse, tell us about some of the highlights of illustration.
Oh, man. In recent years, I had the opportunity to work with a variety of artists and art students on some Sunday school materials for use in Vietnam and Africa. And it's my understanding that those materials are being adapted for use elsewhere in some other mission fields. And then more recently, the opportunity to illustrate Katie and Christine's books have been very fun, joyful highlights.
How did you get into illustration? I'm just really curious about that. We don't talk with illustrators that often on The Coffee Hour. We talk with a lot of authors, but we haven't talked with a lot of illustrators. How did you get into illustration?
I studied art in college, and after college, you know, did a variety of different things. I did graphic design for a newspaper for a couple of years. I was an administrative assistant at a church for a couple of years, and painting and drawing in the meantime. And just through some connections recently, Jason Jasperson and Jonathan Meyer, I have them to thank for getting me involved in this project. So they put my name forward to Kirk, and I think Kirk found an opportunity to use me. So I'm grateful.
So let's talk about the genesis or the idea for the series. Where did the idea for fiction for catechesis begin, Katie?
Well, Jesse mentioned Kirk, Mr. Kirk Meyer. He and his wife, LaWanda, are owners of Gloria Publishing. It's Gloria with a K. And Kirk and LaWanda have been producing for many years now beautiful hymn board books and picture books for children and their families to use to honestly have a renaissance of hymn singing in the home and in the classroom. And one of the signatures of their publishing company is they use only Lutheran artists. And something that is really special to me is I've had my eye on them for many years. Kirk and LaWanda are longtime friends of mine. We actually met through He Remembers the Baron. And I've been watching their work and admiring their quality of material, of art, and of course of content. And I was thinking about asking them to collaborate with me on publishing The Saints of Whistle Grove, but literally the week before I was about to email them, Mr. Meyer emailed me about an idea he had for creating a fiction series that is catechetical, we could say. Or another way of saying it is using Luther's Small Catechism, the Lutheran Confessions, and for our intent and purposes, the six chief parts is what we're focusing on right now. Using that content as inspiration for fiction stories that can be read independently, that can be read as a family or in a classroom, that creates opportunity to discuss, for example, in my series, the Creed series, the person, nature, and work of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It's not a new idea, creating stories that help reinforce our culture. It's just new to the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, and to Lutheranism in general. There are lots of wonderful series of books out there. For example, Chronicles of Narnia, you know, are ones we think of immediately, that have wonderful plots that help us reimagine and meditate on scriptural truths. And so what we're doing is we're in classic literary style. We are creating stories that create that same opportunity, but that our people will identify, wraps them in a Lutheran identity. My series is historical fiction, and I'm intentionally placing it in the late 19th century, around the time when, you know, our German Lutheran settlers would have come over here and started, you know, creating churches. And so I've planted my story in that time period and in this geography of Middle America. And of course, since my series is called The Creed, there are three books. It's a very Trinitarian series. But when Mr. Meyer contacted me asking me about this idea, my heart and my head both lit up. And why? One is because obviously they have had many young children growing up reading these board books who now are ready for independent reads. They're ready for chapter books. And so this is a next step for them. You know, they would say, you know, as your families are growing, they are growing with you. And the other thing that I loved about this specific commission is that it gave me opportunity and it gives Mrs. Rivers opportunity. And now Mr. Cordes too, as he is, you know, creating all these images that help us see our characters in a whole new way. We get to create worlds, fictional worlds, in which our children and their families and their teachers and their classmates all get to practice living out this confession, this faith in Christ Jesus. That's why we're doing it, and that's why it came about.
That's such a beautiful project, and I love when we have stories and things for kids to learn even more deeply about our Lutheran confessions in a way that's fun and has beautiful art like you're doing with this series. Christine, tell us about the commandment series and your book, Tale of the King.
My series are fairy tales, and there will be 10 of them. They're all standalone fairy tales, and I chose that genre because fairy tales have traditionally been a way that we've taught children virtue. So what better choice than teach the commandments than with a fairy tale? So the first one is a very traditional fairy tale, Knights and Kings and Dragons. And it's about a boy who is tempted to trust in his own abilities and to doubt the king's goodness. So it teaches the meaning of the first commandment without ever actually using the first commandment, but in a way that is supposed to spark imagination and discussion and interest for small children.
So I have to admit, I have the hard copies. Sarah hasn't had a chance to see the hard copies yet, and I'm not sure I'm going to share them because I haven't gotten to that commandment yet. I might have missed a few things because I got caught up reading these.
Yeah, morning. I'm just seeing pictures of the books across my screen.
They are. And I just got so caught up in this story that I might have missed other things going on around me in the building today. So
success on our side. Thanks. Thanks, Mr. Bates.
We're going to talk more about these series. Is that series I? What's the?
So actually, my publisher and I looked into that. In this day and age, you can use just series for multiple series.
Really?
We wondered too.
Okay, that's helpful information.
So we'll continue our conversation about these series from Gloria Publishing, and we'll learn more about. Next, we're going to learn about The Creed from Katie. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Goldseth.
Who am I? How has God gifted me? Where is God calling me to serve? Concordia University St. Paul helps students explore the answers to these questions. Through a Christ-centered Lutheran higher education, dedicated faculty, and engaging academic programs, CSP is here to walk alongside you in your educational journey. With more than 100 degree programs from undergraduate to graduate offered in person and online, CSP aims to prepare you for success however God calls you. Visit csp.edu to discover and engage your calling today.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Goldseth.
We are digging into some fun books today from Gloria Publishing. Two series. One, they're both fiction series, and one series on the Ten Commandments, another series on the Creed. They're fiction, they're fun, and good literature for families or children to sit down and read, or maybe grownups in their office at work, with wonderful illustrations from Jesse Cortez. And so we got to learn a little bit about Christine's first book in the Ten Commandments series, Above All Things, The Tale of the King. Now we're going to talk with Katie about the first two in her series on the Creed. What would you like us to know about the big father and his little boy and the beloved son and his brother? Okay, so let's see. Book one is the big father and his little boy.
Correct. It's the one that's green with a giant cornfield on it. Which Jesse created and I love. If you turn that cover over, Mr. Bates, can you see the shadow of something scary hiding in the cornfield?
Oh, I didn't notice
that's
that.
That's a big coyote.
I totally missed that when I first
looked. I know, it's subtle. Jesse's really good at that. So the Creed series is inspired by the Apostles' Creed, which is a Trinitarian creed. So it is a trilogy. Book one is a story that is, again, creating an opportunity for children and families and classrooms to discuss the person, nature, and work of God the Father, which, by the way, my esteemed colleague, Mrs. Rivers, she has communicated before that while we're talking about these as being books for children, we want to be clear. Christy would be the first to teach all of us that literature for children, it should never be childish, she would say. That it should delight and inspire readers of all age. And that's what we mean when we say this is written in classic literary style. It's a story good for children, but it's written for every age, everyone in the family, everyone in the classroom. We tried very hard to write it with respect so that it doesn't matter what your intellect level is. There is goodness and truth and beauty there for all of you. So, with that in mind, when I was writing book one, I had one particular boy in mind, and he is a son of Mr. Meyer. And I asked that son, what is your favorite book? And he said, my favorite book is Little Pilgrim's Progress. So I went and I read Little Pilgrim's Progress, and I understand why it is his favorite book. It is, by the way, if you've not read Pilgrim's Progress, or Little Pilgrim's Progress, which is just an adaptation of Pilgrim's Progress for a younger audience. Oh, it's just wonderful. It's a journey story. It's episodic. There are scary things in that story. There are hard things in that story, just as there are in our lives. And yet these characters, and in Little Pilgrim's Progress, these children are journeying through the Christian faith and encountering virtues and vices. So I knew that I wanted my book one to be episodic. I wanted it to be a journey story, one that has tragedy and triumph. And so my story is about a little boy who's born to a big father, and that big father is not loving. And that little boy must be cared for by so many other people who are the hands and faces of God. And through the hands and work of all these other people, all of his neighbors, he learns about the love of his heavenly Father. And I won't give away the plot too much, but I can tell you that while this is historical fiction, I want all of my family in Christ to delight in this story. So I layered it with biblical allusions, which means that if you are a biblically literate reader, you're going to delight in so many names and places and plot points that you're going to recognize from a much greater story than I'm telling. And that's the story of God's creation of mankind and our fall into sin and, of course, his salvation through his Son for us. In book one, I chose the Exodus story for my allusions. You're going to journey through the wilderness. You're going to come upon the promised land. In book two, which of course is going to be a story that helps us consider sacrificial love, the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. That book is called The Beloved Son and His Brother, and it is releasing on Wednesday of this week, which would be May 21st. But I think this episode will air after that. So this book will be available to you already. But this book I kept in the same universe as book one. It is a continuation of the story of book one. But this one is going to really ponder, what is love? And we know from the Bible, greater love hath no one than that they give up their life for another. And so the biblical allusions for this story are going to be Christ's nativity, his passion, and his resurrection. That's the Creed series. I hope you read it.
It sounds wonderful. And I'm already thinking of people I'm going to be getting this for, including probably myself. Jesse, tell us about illustrating these series. How do you approach a project like this when there's stories and characters and places? What goes into illustrating these books?
First step is to read the manuscript. And that's just a pleasure. It's really fun work to just sit down and dig into the manuscript. And in Katie's case, with the Creed books, Katie's got ideas for some scenes that she wants to see illustrated. And that's fine. I'm happy to oblige. And in Christine's case, with the Tale of the King of the Commandment books, at least with this first one, I had the opportunity to just highlight, look for passages and scenes that I thought would make for interesting scenes. And yeah, big challenge in working on these books is, I think, the format. It's a little smaller, so it's hard for me. I love detail. Hard to simplify and make sure that it reads clearly at that small size. But yeah, it's just a great pleasure to illustrate these books.
Jesse, what would you say was most challenging about a project like this?
Yeah, that dealing with the size, the format, because it's a fairly small space for these illustrations on the inside. It's about 4x4, I think. And my temptation is often to add a ton of detail. I just like to get in and sometimes I get hung up on things that kind of don't matter. So I have to, you know, focus and make sure that there's clarity and hopefully I'm achieving that with these illustrations.
Christine, tell us a little bit about your process for writing, above all things, The Tale of the King. What did that process look like for you? What came very naturally and easily, and what was challenging in that process?
I spent a lot of time with the Large Catechism as I started writing. And then as I drafted, I have a very demanding audience that I can use to run ideas by. I teach fourth grade for most of the day, and they have strong opinions. I actually got to teach Katie's first book and they loved it, but they will let me know if something works and if something does not work.
You have a classroom of editors.
I do. I deserve it after all of the papers of theirs that I have. Turnabout is fair play, I suppose, but they are wonderful and a joy to get to work with as I write books for them.
Can you give us any sneak peek of the rest? Because you have a 10-part series of fairy tales. You have other ideas for what's coming down the line in that series?
They're all going to be different. They all follow different fairy tale genres. The second one is about a little girl, and she is cursed. And then I'm writing the third one right now. So we're looking at different fairy tale genres and voices and points of view and all of those things. But I'm excited about the books that are coming.
I do love fairy tales. I'm very excited about those. Jesse, what was your favorite part? What did you enjoy the most about doing this type of illustration?
Oh, man. I don't do a whole lot of pen and ink. And so it was nice to be given this opportunity to really focus on that and work that muscle. And it's both the Creed and the Commandment books. I found them to be pretty poignant. And so, yeah, it was just nice diving into poignant, strong pieces of literature. And yeah, hopefully the illustrations are enjoyed by the audience.
They're enjoyed by this audience, let me tell you. It's a really powerful moment when Jesse sends what are called thumbnails. They're little basic sketches of potential illustrations for a chapter from different perspectives and points of view. And then when that perspective and point of view is chosen, then he really gives it detail. And it's such a privilege to have him imagine our imaginings. And it's such a gift. And he draws from imagination. He creates from imagination. So it's actually very collaborative. I learn what my characters look like through him.
That must be fun. That must be quite the fun creative process.
It's fun when Jesse's your illustrator.
Katie, where can we find these books from Gloria Publishing? Where can we find both series, the series on the Ten Commandments and the series on the Creed? Where can we find these?
You can find everything you need at Gloria.com. That's Gloria with a K, K-L-O-R-I-A.com. And they are very reader friendly. They really want you to have these books. And so they offer free shipping.
Very nice. I will be busy the rest of the afternoon. Sorry, I have a bunch of meetings every week so I can finish these books. I mean, they're a lot of fun. And maybe Sarah will even get to hold one of these copies in her hands sometime soon, maybe when I'm finished. Thank you to our guest today, Katie Sherman, The Big Father and His Little Boy. That's book one in the Creed series, and The Beloved Son and His Brother, book two in the Creed series. Katie, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Christine Elliott Rivers, Above All Things, The Tale of the King, book one in the Commandment series. Christine, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And Jesse Cordes, illustrator of the Creed and the Commandments series from Gloria. Jesse, thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.